Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
First this morning, a major Garda operation is being put in place ahead of tomorrow night's Europa League final, which is taking place at the Aviva Stadium. Germany's Bayer Leverkusen and the Italian side Atalanta are taking to the pitch, with public order units being deployed on the day, along with a water cannon, which has been borrowed from the PSNI. It's also understood that German and Italian authorities have liaised with Gardaí on the possibility of violent fans travelling here. Well, for more on this, we're joined by Gavin Cooney, sports writer with the 42.ie, Pat Leahy, former Garda Assistant Commissioner, and John Loughran, who's owner of the Sandymount Hotel. Gavin, to you first. Will you just set out how big a deal this match is from a football perspective?
Hi, Claire. Yeah, and it's probably the second biggest match that UEFA organise on an annual basis. So you'll know all about the Champions League final. The Europa League is the second tier equivalent. And it's pretty much as big a football match as the Aviva Stadium could hold. It doesn't have the capacity to host a Champions League final. If Dublin wanted to do that, it would have to go to Croke Park. So Europa League is a major event. It'll be broadcast all around Europe. And yeah, as I say, it's as big a, it's a, as big an annual football match as the Aviva would host.
And Ireland is getting this because we missed out on hosting some of the Euro games, people might remember, back in 2020 because of COVID.
Yeah, exactly. So the Europa League final was staged in the Aviva Stadium back in 2011 for the first time, a year after the stadium opened. And it's back as a kind of a consolation prize because we were meant to host four games as part of the pan-continent European Championships in 2020. But obviously when Ireland didn't qualify, and with the pandemic, I think the appetite on all stakeholders in Ireland was low to go ahead with that, given there would be little benefit to hosting it. So when Ireland withdrew, those games were moved to London, and as a consolation prize, we were handed the 2024 Europa League final.
Okay, now there are thousands of guards who will be drafted in to police this, but these teams, I mean, what sort of atmosphere do they tend to attract?
It should be reasonably jovial. I mean, they are two of the smaller teams from around Europe. They don't have a huge history of winning these UEFA competitions, and don't have a huge history of travelling fans going to follow them. So, I mean, I think there might have been a little bit of unease had, say, Roma fans or Marseille fans from France have come to Dublin to travel, because unfortunately fans associated with those clubs have been involved in violent incidents while travelling to matches across Europe in the past. But Atalanta and Bayer Leverkusen fans don't have that same reputation. They simply don't have the same number of travelling fans. So I think it should be, obviously, it should be a pretty jovial atmosphere that will hopefully go off without a hitch.
All right, well, let's hear more about the policing side now. Gavin, stay with us. As I said, I have Pat Leahy with us, former Assistant Garda Commissioner. Pat, thanks for joining us this morning. This seems to be a very large-scale policing operation, is it?
It is. It's a multi-agency operation, actually, Claire, but the policing is a large part of it. And Gavin is right. I wouldn't expect a whole lot of anything out of the ordinary to happen either. I think it'll be a very, very good event for Ireland. I think it kind of puts us on the map for these large-scale events. And it'll be run, really, on the basis of what the Council of Europe called their Safety, Security and Service Orientation approach to football games and sports in general. Because based on research in the past, particularly in the 80s, where hooliganism was rife across Europe, they decided that they needed a European institutional response to it. So the Council of Europe took it on. They have a standing committee. And so they have an integrated safety, security and service approach to it. And what they say about that is, if we create a welcoming environment for the supporters to come to, they'll pop in and out in a day or a day and a half. They'll enjoy the event and they'll go home. Mm-hmm. But you do have to have the resources in the background just in case, because nothing is, you know, set in stone in these things.
Okay.
But they've changed their approach completely.
I'm looking at an information notice which was issued to residents in the area. There's going to be a lot of road closures. The Lansdowne Dart Station is going to be closed at 4 o'clock on the day of the match. Like, it seems that there are a lot of security measures being taken here that we probably haven't seen before.
Well, that one in particular is the one that stands out, Claire, the closing of the station there. But everything else is pretty straightforward. I mean, it's a very, very quick turnover in terms of an event. So you'll have a lot of people coming in from abroad. Obviously, they're all coming from the EU. But they're going to pop in and pop out in about a day and a half. So it really is about the efficiency of movement. providing an environment where they can actually meet with their friends and provide the hospitality there for them, get them into the event through a dedicated route, get them back out, and then efficiently get them back to catch their planes home. Because, look, this is midweek. A lot of them will be popping in literally for the day. They want to see the event. They'll have nothing else on their mind except seeing their team win, I presume, and somebody's going to be disappointed. But I think it'll be a very, very efficient movement of people. And the guards really are just background music for this. They'll engage. It'll be shaking hands and smiles all around. They certainly won't be provoking any response here. They'll be trying to create a really welcoming environment for the people coming in for this.
Yeah, but I suppose if you're a business that has had to close early because of this, and we know some businesses in the area have had to close, it's likely to be very disruptive. There's just this interesting plan to have fans from Atalanta meet at the RDS, and they're all going to be walked down, they're going to be escorted down to the Aviva. Then for the Leverkusen fans, they're meeting at Shelbourne Park, and they will march down from Shelbourne Park to the Aviva as well. That'll be all under Garda escort, will it, Pat?
It will. And again, that's standard international practice, Claire. And it really is about facilitating them, you know, making an event out of it for themselves. So you give them a dedicated route. The guards are there really, as they do for protests here, is to provide direction, make sure that they're, you know, protected from oncoming traffic, etc. And but they won't be showing force in relation to this, Claire. It's not an escort in terms of where you'll have batons and that. It'll be very jovial. They will try to create the proper atmosphere for the fans and get them in and keep it all nice and light. And that's the expectation. That's what will happen.
Well, John Loughran is with us as well, owner of the Sandy Mount Hotel. Right in the middle of all of this, John, you've been looking at the build-up happen. Hello, you've been looking at the build-up happen over the last number of days. So,
yeah.
Has this looked any different to you? Do you think that there's increased security around?
Yes, it looks quite a bit different to what the normal events like the Six Nations Games or the, you know, even the normal soccer matches with Ireland playing. And I think in particular, there is quite a number of FIFA personnel with responsibility, you know, for running the fixture, whereas for other events there would be a greater number of, you know, Aviva Stadium personnel themselves, although I'm sure they'll be there. I think the other big thing I think you just alluded to there was the fact that the two sets of fans will be one based at the Greyhound Stadium at Shelbourne Park and the other at Simmons Court in the RDS. And the fans from Simmons Court will approach the stadium down Shelbourne Road and into Lansdowne Road. And the fans from coming from Shelbourne Park will be coming in at the Bath Avenue side of the stadium. Mm.
So there's no business in that for you. I mean, normally you'd have a party atmosphere outside the hotel. That won't be the case for this one.
Yeah, no, we won't be having any, like normally for a Six Nations game or for an Irish fixture, we would have in front of the hotel, we would have marquees and beer tents and burger stands and that. But having said that, you know, I think the fixture is a great advertisement for the country and advertisement for Ireland, and hopefully it will go off, without incident.
And have you seen, John, that there have been additional security cameras going up around the place?
We have seen at the all around the area, there are additional cameras that have been put up, and there's also a lot more signage. So I think, you know, clearly this is, you know, being, I suppose, taken seriously from a security point of view, and probably at a level that is greater than anything I've seen in the stadium and around the stadium before.
Well, we have listeners getting in touch. This one saying some creches in the area will be closed for a half day too. And this parent says, we were only informed yesterday. It's very disruptive to manage work. And you can imagine if you weren't expecting that, that it would be very disruptive. But the problem, Pat Leahy, is that you can't get people in and out of that area if you're closing the road. So something like that is unfortunate, but to be expected, right? Is Pat gone? Oh, Pat appears to be. Pat, are you there?
Yes.
Sorry, Pat, go ahead.
Claire. Yes, absolutely, Claire. Look, these are major events. And as Gavin outlined earlier on, like, this is a really, really big event for Ireland and the first of its type, really. And it doesn't come without its disruption. Now, the guards have attempted to minimise that as much as possible. But there are certain times when it's necessary to close roads. But they'll have rolling road closures, which means they'll reopen them when they can. But then there are a number of roads around the event itself which will remain closed before and afterwards until everybody is cleared out of the area. Okay. But they try to minimise disruption as much as possible, that's for sure.
Elaine lives opposite the Atalanta Stadium in Bergamo. Every match has a huge police presence, she says. The opposing team always has an escort in Bergamo, separated and brought in by bus. So I suppose they're just replicating what happens there and what they're used to. Gavin, who's expected to win this match?
Bayer Leverkusen will be the favourites, Claire. While this is the Europa League and it's technically the second tier competition, fans going to the ground will see in Bayer Leverkusen one of the very best teams in Europe this season. They're managed by the impossibly suave Spaniard Xabi Alonso, who once played for Liverpool and Real Madrid. They've won the German Bundesliga unbeaten. They're in their German Cup final this weekend, so they're aiming for a historic season where they'll win every trophy without losing a single game. So they'll be favourites, but Atalanta will be difficult underdogs. They won't exactly roll over. The reason why this isn't even a much larger event, it being Jurgen Klopp's farewell at Liverpool, is because Atalanta ripped up the script and knocked them out of the quarterfinals. So they're a great story in and of themselves, and an underdog side from Bergamo in northern Italy, who have never really won a major trophy. But yeah, it'll be Bayer Leverkusen and Xabi Alonso who'll be the favourites tomorrow night.
All right, well, that's happening tomorrow night. And thank you to Gavin Cooney, Pat Leahy, and also to John Loughran. Now, a Nasser hospital in Gaza has reopened, and we're going to hear from one of the doctors there. That's next.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.